AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports President Trump says Iran wants to negotiate.
President Donald Trump said late Sunday that his administration was in talks to set up a meeting with Tehran, but cautioned that he may have to act first as reports mount of increasing deaths and the government continues to arrest protesters.
Yesterday, the leaders of Iran called, they want to negotiate. I think they're tired of being beat up by the United States. Iran wants to negotiate, yes.
With reporters on Air Force One, Trump adds, we'll hit them at levels that they've never been hit before, and they won't even believe it. I have options that are so strong. Iran did not acknowledge Trump's comments immediately. It has previously warned the US military and Israel would be legitimate targets if America uses force to protect demonstrators. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, tens of thousands of pro-government demonstrators took to the streets in Iran today. Iranian state television called the demonstration an Iranian uprising against American Zionist terrorism. President Trump is firing off warnings to Cuba. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The government of Cuba is bracing for potential widespread unrest as the arrest of Cuba ally Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro by the U.S. has resulted in shipments of Venezuelan oil to Cuba being cut off. President Donald Trump says on social media that Cuba has long lived on Venezuelan oil and money and had offered security in return. But in capital letters, Trump wrote, "Not anymore." Trump writes, "There will be no more oil or money going to Cuba, zero." And he says, "I strongly suggest they make a deal before it's too late." Trump did not explain what kind of deal. Cuba says 32 of its military personnel were killed during the U.S. operation to capture Maduro.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on the kickoff to awards season in Hollywood.
Hamnet and One Battle After Another took the top honors at the Golden Globes. The up-for-sale Warner Brothers dominated the awards. Paul Thomas Anderson's ragtag revolutionary saga One Battle After Another and Chloe Zhao's Shakespeare drama Hamnet took top honors at Sunday's 83rd Golden Globes. While the Globes have a tradition of spreading the wealth around, Anderson became just the second filmmaker to ever sweep Best Film, Best Director, and Best Screenplay.
You guys are being so generous with this affection for me and this film, and I'll take it.
Timothée Chalamet won his first Golden Globe for Marty Supreme. Sinners won for Best Score and Cinematic and Box Office Achievement. Golden Globe Awards clips provided by Golden Globes LLC and Dick Clark Productions LLC. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.